Welcome to Follow Fox, a journey through nature's wisdom. I'm your host, Fox. In the last episode, I talked about an invasive insect called the emerald ash borer. I briefly mentioned that a predator of this bug is woodpeckers, so I thought I could take a closer look at some woodpecker species in this episode. Woodpecker species share many general characteristics, not the least of which is pecking wood. All woodpeckers have what is called zygodactyl feet. These are feet that have four toes, two facing forward and two facing backward. These specialized feet are ideal for climbing up and down tree trunks. Woodpeckers need to be able to climb trees with ease in order to find their favorite food, insects, which they forage for with their unique namesake behavior. Their sharp, sturdy beaks are used for drilling into and drumming on trees. Their beaks are actually chisel-like and get sharpened by drumming. Their beaks are made up of three layers: an outer layer of keratin, a middle layer of porous bone, and an inner layer of bone and collagen fibers. Woodpeckers not only drill holes, but also communicate with drumming sounds. Woodpeckers slurp insects out of the holes they make with sticky, long tongues. These tongues are so long, in fact, that they wind up into woodpeckers' skulls through a special cavity. In this cavity, the tongue acts as cushioning for the brain during pecking. They also have a relatively smooth brain and narrow subdural space with little cerebrospinal fluid to minimize brain movement upon impact. In recent simulations, it's been shown that about 99.7% of the energy generated by pecking is distributed throughout the woodpecker's body, with the remaining 0.3% of energy going to the woodpecker's brain. The pileated woodpecker is a surprisingly big bird, measuring between 16 and 19 inches long. They're mostly black with white stripes on their faces and necks. They can be easy to spot if you look for their flaming red crest, which both males and females have. Males also have a red stripe on their cheeks like a mustache, and the red of their crest comes all the way down their forehead to meet their beaks. Pileated woodpeckers have a distinctive laughing call, and they leave large rectangular holes in trees. A much smaller bird is the downy woodpecker. Their somewhat stubby beak is an important identifier for this woodpecker, as they look very similar to other species in terms of shape and coloration. Downy woodpeckers are mostly black with white bellies and white stripes on their backs. Their wings are spotted with white, and they also have white stripes on their face. Males sport a flashy red cap on the back of their heads. Their calls are hoarse and high-pitched, descending into a lower pitch at the end. They peck fairly small holes and are more likely to pick around existing holes and loose bark in search of bugs. The hairy woodpecker looks a lot like the downy woodpecker, but larger. They're slightly more white on their wings and belly, but the males still sport a red cap. The key to identifying them is their beak. It's a much more typical woodpecker beak than that of the downy. They will sometimes forage at the base of trees, unlike many other woodpeckers who favor the tops of trees. Their call is a short, sharp peek. Although they do peck their own holes, they're not above picking over a hole that was already made for leftover insects. The woodpecker and the sugar maple, a Lenape story. A long time ago, the sugar maple was suffering, for there were many insects crawling beneath his bark, and he could not bend his many arms to scratch at the itching. He called out to many animals to help him, but only woodpecker could do anything. Woodpecker worked very hard and picked away all the bugs under sugar maple's bark. Years later, when there was a drought and woodpecker was dying from thirst, sugar maple told woodpecker to bore holes in his bark and drink from the sap. Woodpecker shared this gift with people to help them survive the drought. Sugar maple saved woodpecker's life, and the woodpeckers and people have been drinking from the sap ever since. This is a lovely little story about coexistence and reciprocity. The woodpecker is a specialist and certainly had no reason not to help the sugar maple. The woodpecker in this story may be a species of sapsucker, Woodpeckers that use their beaks to make sap wells in trees so that they can enjoy a sweet treat, and any bugs that happen to come along as well. Beloved cartoon character Woody Woodpecker is modeled after the Pileated Woodpecker. The dapper red crest and loud jaunty call caught the heart of cartoonist Walter Lantz, and he debuted his creation in the 1940s. If you would like to hear more episodes of Follow Fox, you can find them at podpage.com/followfox, which is all one word. Please consider finding the support links on Podpage. I'm also on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. If you have any questions or topic requests, or if you would like to request a transcript of this or any episode, you can email me at followfoxcast@gmail.com. That's all one word as well. The Follow Fox logo is by V. Wegman. This episode's artwork is by Shannon Eustace. You can find more of her art on Instagram at shannon.eustace. That's shannon.eustace. I release new episodes every first and third Wednesday of the month, so you can expect to hear from me again on May 1st. You've been listening to Follow Fox. I'm Fox. Thanks for following.